This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. The Birmingham Jefferson County Transit Authority announced last week its new Magic City Connector fleet of buses. The BJCTA says the fleet will connect downtown with Southside and should make public transportation along the 20th Street corridor a lot smoother. The project is part of a partnership between BJCTA and Coca-Cola. Here to talk about this and other transportation news is Nick Patterson, editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Esther.
So how will the Magic City Connector fleet work?
Well, six new buses. They'll be traveling mostly up and down 20th Street. They are supposed to take people past a lot of the attractions, although not all the attractions are actually on 20th Street.
But like Vulcan,
McGuane Center, the zoo.
And kind of put you closer to those.
It'll put you closer to those. Then, of course, it's sort of a replacement for the DART program, which has been, in years past, used to take people up and down a route that mostly contained on 20th Street.
And how much will it cost?
It'll cost you a quarter.
25 cents?
Yeah, 25 cents.
Those are like 1950s prices.
Yeah, it's dirt cheap as far as riding the bus. And so it should make it very attractive to people who really want to hit some of those points.
And the BJCTA has kind of flailed over the last few years with funding and leadership problems, really hindering a lot of the authority's progress. How did BJCTA pay for this project? Where'd they find the money?
They've entered into a new partnership with Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola paid for wrapping the buses, but then there's also money they've gotten from other places, including something called the In-Town Partnership Project. Specifically, it is a grant, and it provides them with enough funds to purchase six of these buses, which run about almost $500,000 a piece, in addition to funding from other entities, and of course, the city of Birmingham is paying for the route.
And is this a standalone project?
No, they have this new project called Roadmap 2021, and the idea behind it is that they're going to improve the bus system across a number of spectra, I guess you could say. They're going to have a new map. They're going to improve the maintenance. They're going to have a bus rapid transit system, or at least this is what they say that they're going to do. These are designed, of course, to try to make transit better, which has been a need in this city for quite some time.
City officials actually have a dream, if you will, for the 20th Street corridor. Birmingham City Council President Jonathan Austin was at the ribbon cutting of this fleet last week. What are his big dreams for 20th Street?
Well, that was interesting. President Austin wants to turn 20th Street, which of course is basically the main street in downtown Birmingham, running from Southside to Uptown, into a bus-only route, which would be a dramatic change in the way that that road has been used for all these many decades. He is talking about something that he saw in another city, I think it was Denver, and he believes that it's feasible. I haven't heard anybody else sign off on this plan, which of course would be very interesting to see how that would come about.
Switching from buses to bicycles, and also speaking of the Birmingham City Council, this week the council approved licensing regulations for low-speed taxicabs and vehicles for hire. Talk about this, Nick. What kind of vehicles are we talking about here?
Well, they're essentially electrically powered golf carts that are pedaled. Think about Zip bikes for 14 people. The idea behind the Birmingham Pedal Tours is that you'll get on these human-powered, low-speed devices that will take you around the uptown, downtown, cultural center area to hit bars and breweries around Birmingham. The city council did, in fact, approve changes in the licensing requirements to make it possible.
Kind of a bicycle pub crawl.
Exactly.
A pedaled pub crawl. There
yes.
you go.
And so how that works out on the way to the bars and how it works on the way back from the bars will be very interesting.
Yes. And we will continue watching that here at WBHM. Nick Patterson is editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Their latest issue is out today. Nick joins us most Thursdays during All Things Considered. Nick, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Esther.